Réan dul chun cínanna a gréasú? Tá sé an am déit tús áte ó thuirt don Israacht le chéim iorchéime ag Gscoil Limní. Cé bé acu ar mion leat chur le a dhéisin na gáama, nó ahrú chuig garam nua, Tá chlór iorchéime lánaimsethe, páirtaimsethe agus ghearchlór ag Gscoil Limní tá cheapa chun tú a chur ar bmhóthair an feasa. Bí fisrock ag ul.ie.
Moncrief on News Talk.
My next guest, now very interesting, very hard to pigeonhole as well, founded NASA's the International Space Orchestra, set up her own underground university, has worked at the likes of Beck, Damon Albarn, Massive Attack, and now she's a new movie, Doppelgangers, which will be screened at Ireland's International Documentary Film Festival, Docs Ireland, in Belfast on the 25th of June. She is director and designer of experiences, Nellie Ben-Hayoun Stefanian, and she joins me now. Nellie, how are you today?
Hello, Tom. Hello, Ireland. I am so excited. I mean, this is, you're in the best place in the world, really. You know, this is the place where all of the most amazing people are. And I'm going to take this opportunity to shout out to a lot of my friends who are in Ireland. David, Olive, Caroline, Anya, all of you. I love you so much. And of course, all the team at Doc Ireland, Siobhan, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. And of course, Aidan, your producer, has been amazing with me.
Now, you sound like you're going to give me the Eurovision votes from a jury somewhere in Europe.
You get me. I'm about to lift off.
Yes, basically. just to give people some kind of inkling into what it is you do, yes. How would you describe what you do?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because you said it in your introduction, right? Like, I refuse categorization because my day-to-day job involves, you know, looking at how dolphins communicate between each other and how that might inform the way that we might look for extraterrestrial intelligence, for example, and to which frequency we should fine-tune our telescopes, all the way to making space policies and, you know, working with diplomats or working with militaries to actually get them to reflect and rethink the way they consider and they understand the land or territories and others, to, you know, teaching at the University of the Underground that you mentioned, which is a tuition-free university that we run. So it's a really broad range of, you know, experiences. And I design events as well. You know, I do festivals and I work with a lot of musicians, creatives, and I make films. So it's really, you know, it doesn't really belong to one category. Right. And I think that's exactly the way that that's the way I understand life. And this is the way by which I live it, in a way. So yeah, I call myself a designer of experiences, but really I exist in all these different industries, being in economics, in politics, in sociology, in psychology, and so forth, right. Or music. Yeah.
And you know the way huge companies invite you in to do stuff for them, like Mattel and stuff. Why would they invite you in? What is it they turn to you hoping that you can do for them?
So you're right that I also work for a lot of brands. You mentioned Mattel, you know, and I was a part of the team that put together this I Can Be range campaign at Mattel back in 2014, before Mattel was considered a cool thing, you know, before the actual like Barbie film and so forth. And it was really about representation and the importance of representation, because effectively Mattel is one of the biggest toy manufacturer, and they have a responsibility towards, you know, young people and, you know, and the way they see themselves, of course, in different jobs. And so for me, it was really a conversation that needed to be have about, you know, gender, race, and, you know, equity, diversity, and inclusion within their company, but also to be reflected in the actual way that they develop products.
Right.
And so, you know, they invite people like me to kind of like shake it from within in a way. And that's the way, you know, that's the way I usually do it with any, you know, any brand or any project I will work with, is always about how can I try and actually get them to think beyond just, you know, beyond the same way of doing things that they've done for 20 years or 30 years. So like agitator in a way.
Right. Because you seem to be incapable of thinking inside the kind of box that they would be in. So listen, I know space is a huge thing for you, huge inspiration for you. And in this movie, you're turning your focus on that in Doppelgangers. So tell us, you know, why it excites you so much and what it is you wanted to say about it in Doppelgangers.
Well, I mean, First of all, space and outer space for me is really something to regard as a critical experiment. You know, it's kind of like for humanity, it's what is it that we are capable to imagine as future societies for ourselves to be in. And so right now, what you find in space and in space industry, and I've been working in the space industry for 15 years now, is that we are lacking imagination, right? And right now in media, 99% of the space is being used by people like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. And all we hear is their vision for outer space. Well, actually the 99%, basically all of us have probably much more radical ideas about how we can start completely shifting away from the kind of, you know, the patriarchal, colonial kind of system that we have been existing in since the Industrial Revolution. So for me, it's really about platforming the voices of the 99%, which of course is not hard to do because it's 99% of the people out there. It's just, you know, the fact that they've not been given the space and the time to speak about, you know, their vision, their ideas, you know, how we can think in terms of post-colonial practices, how we can think in terms of, you know, I don't know, like in terms of like how bacteria might be able to think, how other species might be able to think, you know. And so for me, space is really a way to look at liberation. Effectively, whether it is trans liberation, whether it is black liberation, whether it is Algerian liberation movement, like all of these spaces for liberation can exist in outer space because outer space is by definition a blank canvas. And so, you know, it gets you to think about things like, you know, why is it that a rocket is white, for example? I like to always use this as an example because it's quite telling that we don't need rockets to be white. And I want your listener to really think about this for a second. It's like rockets don't need to be white. And think about this, how it will look totally different if they were like fluorescent green or fluorescent, I don't know, if they had the pattern of like an ancient, you know, Armenian tribe that used to be doing, you know, like a certain, you know, certain pattern, for example, like just how we can kind of bring in some level of storytelling that, we, you know, is probably the best of humanity in some sense, how they could be embedded and imprinted onto a rocket, for example.
Right.
That already start a new vision, a new, you know, a new idea. And so Doppelgangers, my film is really about these different visions. It's about like kind of like platforming them and it's about opening up member of the public to other ideas around what's possible with space and space exploration.
Right, and you're interviewing people, some great thinkers and people with different viewpoints, but you're also, you did this experiment where you went off and kind of recreated what space would be like, didn't you?
Yes, so I collaborated with my two doppelgangers from my countries of origin, Algeria and Armenia. And together we found ourselves into an analog space mission. So analog space mission is a place where we train astronauts prior to them going into space. So they have, you know, these are spaces that are extremely hostile to humans because just like spaces. And so we went in this cave, which is, you know, about 200 meters underground. Obviously completely dark, you know, you have to wear your helmet, you have to do all of the same thing that you would do if you were in a space context. And we are being tasked to think about alternative vision for outer space, away from the Elon Musk, away from the Jeff Bezos, you know. And this space mission is led to the first paper on intergenerational trauma and the impact of intergenerational trauma. So, you know, the trauma you can inherit from your family because they have experienced genocide or they have experienced colonialism or the horror of colonialism and wars, and how that impacts the way you think and how you, you know, like if you have to make any decision, this is going to impact the way that you're going to make them. And so we were basically tasked with a series of activities like finding life and others. And a big part of the paper is trying to like look at how we behave reacting against form of authority, challenging form of authority, especially mission control, and how this is rooted as well into our DNA and our, you know, our cultural heritage, not just cultural heritage, but also like our genetical heritage. So it was a really important paper because it kind of it shows to people that currently are in charge of the manufacturing in space, and I want to make that clear that it's the 1%, and with all due respect, Tom, is a lot of people looking like you, you know, like white male, I don't know, I wouldn't want dare to say how old you are, but
well,
you know,
Nor would I.
But like, say, okay, in this case, a bit older than you are, but like, I would say maybe more in their 50s, late 50s, yeah. You know? And so, you know, a lot of these people don't understand why we should bring in people like us into the room. Yeah. And actually, this paper, what it's saying to them is like saying in their own terms, terms that they understand, which are scientific context, right?
Yeah.
That actually, it's not even an option. It's like, it's urgent that you do that because the way that we reflect is totally different from the way that these people in the room think, you know?
And yeah, so, and it's essential to get that on board and get that as part of it. Nelly, it sounds fantastic and the reviews sound like it is also great fun as well. So we can't wait to see it here opening at the International Documentary Film Festival in Belfast on the 25th of June. Nelly Ben Hayoun Stefanian, thank you very much indeed.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.